A newly released seniority list of grade 16 police inspectors in Sindh has exposed serious irregularities in the recruitment process, including the appointment of officers below the legal minimum age of 18. The findings have cast fresh doubt on the transparency of hiring within the Sindh police, with some officers reportedly inducted at ages as young as 16. Under Pakistan's Civil Servants, Appointment, Promotion, and Transfer Rules, 1973, the minimum age for public service is 18. However, according to the list issued by Inspector General of Sindh Police Ghulam Nabi Memon, several serving officers were recruited well before meeting this legal age. One officer, Mehbab Ali Matani, was reportedly hired at 16 years, 10 months, and 11 days old. Another, Babar Ali Sheikh, joined at just 16 years and 3 months. Other names, including Imtiaz Ali Thibo, Zahor Ahmed Lashari, and Shah Jihan Lashari, also appeared in the list with ages under 17 at the time of hiring. Read, seniority list of DSPs raises eyebrows. Meanwhile, the same department recently declared 3 applicants ineligible for recruitment solely for exceeding the upper age limit by a few days or months. Among them, Shahzad Khan missed eligibility by 5 days, Farhan Ali Ahmed by 3 months and 12 days, and Noor Muhammad by just 1 month. The inconsistency has triggered criticism over a clear double standard in enforcing age regulations. Critics argue that while some were disqualified for minor overage, others with significant age shortfalls were recruited and later promoted to senior ranks. The list also includes officers who barely met the age threshold, such as Mumtaz Rahu, 18 years, 2 days, and Kamaruzaman, 18 years, 6 days. Observers say that had past recruitments been properly scrutinized, the list of violations could include hundreds rather than dozens of names. Questions have also been raised about the recruitment boards and appointment committees involved in approving such cases. If these irregularities stem from documentation errors, critics say, those responsible must be held accountable. Express News previously reported similar issues in a separate seniority list of 500 deputy superintendents of police, DSPs, revealing discrepancies in age, appointment dates, and alleged out-of-turn promotions. Many of these individuals are now in powerful positions, enjoying salaries, government vehicles, and other benefits, despite questionable eligibility at the time of their appointment.